This will make it feel better. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Oh, yes, yes it is. There it is.
Wow.
Hey, welcome back, people.
It's an unusual intro for us.
It is. It's Corey and Joel with you back for show 142.
How are you?
Welcome to you.
Woo!
It's going to be a good show today. I'm excited.
Hello there, goose and gulls and gobbles.
Seems like a long time since we did a show, but it really wasn't.
It does seem like forever, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But
I had a long week, and it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Today was the longest day ever.
Well, this will go better for you than the rest of your day.
All right.
Hopefully. This is Patrick Wolfe.
Okay.
This is kind of peppy. This will make you,
yeah,
put you in a good mood.
All right.
This is called the magic position.
I've had that position before. Yeah.
You haven't seen Patrick Wolfe.
Well, I don't recommend the magic position in a Ford Escort. Let me just recommend that.
Well, you don't know what his position. He's got a.
Well, he might have a different.
He
position.
He has a certainly different position than you probably. He's pretty good though. Anyway, welcome in everybody to Corey and Joel. I was going to wait to get to the chorus of that.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Let
it go. Let it roll.
I'm letting it roll,
Magic Man. Let it roll.
Whatever. I'm just going to say what's up to people.
Good evening.
It's the fall.
Yes.
It's gotten a little warmer, though. We had a weird fall so far.
Konbanla.
It was really like 90 degrees.
Vilkoman.
And then it was really cold, and now it's kind of back to being warm
again.
Now
it's 70-ish.
Yeah. Listen. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I like
if you
it.
Want, yeah, it's called. That's the name of the album too. The Magic Position, Patrick Wolfe. Go get that. He's from Britain, I think.
All right.
Something like that.
Yeah, the weather is extraordinarily erratic in Michigan. It was 90 degrees like
yeah,
what a week ago.
Yeah, 2 weekends ago. Days ago.
It was like 90 on Monday, and Wednesday was like high of 52, and rainy and cold. So the weather goes up and down, but. That's because we're haunted here.
What?
Haunted in Michigan. It's a haunted state. And to celebrate that today, in honor of Halloween, we brought a guest in today, the master of haunted illusions and magical mystery tours. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Wolfman Mac. Here he is.
Wolfman Mac.
It's his theme music.
It's the Wolfman Mac theme music.
Now available on iTunes.
It's on iTunes? You can get to Wolfman Mac. Wow.
The Nightmare Cinema theme song.
Oh. Yeah. I say cancel the European vacation off the iTunes money. Let me just put a little...
You're going to blow up from this.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
It's
kind of
eerie.
A good jam. It keeps going.
It rocks.
Heavy. It's a little bit of Outer Limits. It's a little bit of Twilight Zone. It's a little bit of, it's definitely got a little funky beat to it.
All right, so this is not just Max theme song.
Right.
This is the theme song to Max show, and where I've discovered Wolfman Mac.
Yeah, tell everybody how you met Wolfman Mac.
Well, Mac is the host of a show of a television program called Nightmare Cinema,
right?
Which I discovered kind of by accident on MySpace.
Okay,
going through, I was actually I'm a big dork for horror movie hosts, and I was looking at a Sir Graves Ghastly page,
right?
And I saw Mac was on there. And I found out he's producing a local horror movie show like you used to see when you were a kid.
Sure.
All over America. I don't know about in Germany. In Germany, it was a show about an uppity Jew that got some
yeah,
money.
Yeah, well, that's not...
Yeah.
But...
Juden! Juden will control you! Anyway, I'm sorry. We have friends. We have fans in Germany. And
yeah, we do.
That'd be their nightmare.
But so you contacted Mac? And
yeah, so I just hit him up on MySpace, and I found out Mac's doing a show right here.
Yeah.
So tell us all about Nightmare Cinema, if you would, Mac.
Yeah, well, thanks. It's Wolfman Mac's Nightmare Cinema, and it's right now on Public Access TV. We're in about 30 cities right now, around Metro Detroit area, so about 300,000 homes.
And all the way up to Traverse City, right?
Yeah, we're going to get started in Traverse City here. We were supposed to have already been on about 2 weeks ago. Just a little bit of... You know, that red tape stuff, you know. So probably, hopefully by Halloween, we'll be on the air up in Traverse City.
Church Bingo didn't want to give up their slot. They were like, God damn it.
You know, that's really the kind of bad thing about some of these public access stations. We tape the show in Warren at a place called Stage 3 Productions. It's a 42,000 square foot sound and film studio.
Sure.
And it's in Warren, and yet Warren won't air our show. Right. Not because they don't like us, but because like many other cities, and this is the problem that we're having with a lot of these people, is that they want to air, you know, their kids getting their
Pee-wee
trophies.
Hockey.
You know, because these days everybody on the team gets a trophy for playing. Okay. So those programs are almost 2 hours long. Right. And so they want to air, you know, the sports shows and the government meetings, because those government meetings are very important.
Well, you know,
Warren is a very large suburban city in Detroit. That is,
I think it's, at one point it was considered the largest suburb, the most populous.
Yeah, it's huge.
Suburb.
Several miles wide and long. And it's where like GM's tech center is. It's kind of an industrial blue
collar. Right, but the point is that Mac produces the show. Is this done? Was this all started from you? You did this yourself, or did a station help you out with it originally? Or
the way this whole thing all came about? First of all, you know, I grew up with with the Ghoul and Sir Ralph Gasly,
right? And
that's
Corey,
that whole deal, exactly.
Right. And now they're all dead, so there's room for new.
There's room for new guys.
I mean, no offense to you by saying that,
just one guy.
What do you mean, just one guy's dead?
Yeah, just Lawson Deming, the guy that played Sir Graves. He passed away in
all
April.
Right, but Count Scary is dead.
Count Scary is not dead.
Who's the guy that's dead?
Sir Graves.
Okay,
but for guys that,
but there's guys all over the country that are dead and stuff. You know,
exactly.
For people, we do have listeners outside of the states. Let me explain. Starting in the '50s. Local television stations would have these packages of like cheap horror movies that they would buy. You know, they bought all these packages of movies that were cheap and easy to put on the air. And they got the idea to just start like putting hosts on these shows. And it was generally like the weatherman or the camera guy, some dude at the station who wanted airtime, but didn't
dressed
have
dressed up in a costume of some kind.
He'd put on some Dracula fangs and they'd do a thing. So I'm a big dork for that. There was a guy called Zachary Lee from New York, was one of the original ones.
Yeah.
And
now, why did they use these hosts? Were they just like padding out the time?
Yeah, they were just filling
the
out the
time of the movies. Is that why they originally started with?
Well, you know, but back then too, like in the 50s and in the 60s, you know, this this whole horror genre was a big deal. You know, with you know the Day the Earth Stood Still and Plan 9 from Outer Space. Those were big movies. I was Teenage Werewolf and that whole thing. So those were all big films. But you know, when Sir Graves and the Ghoul went off the air, there's been like almost a 20-year lull,
right?
In having these old good cheesy B movie horror films on TV. And so about a year and a half ago, while I was doing afternoon drive up at a radio station in Saginaw, there was a guy up there.
I would
that
never
was showing...
tell you do radio. I could never detect from your voice any radio cadence at all.
Yeah.
Anyway,
just do the time and weather for me, would you?
It's 73 degrees here in Detroit.
Traffic and weather together with the Wolfman Mac.
Baby. Who's that? Arthur Pennell.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was this guy up there in Bay City that was showing all these old B movies, on Bay 3 TV. And I contacted him from the radio station and I said, hey, man, you know, this is really cool. You're showing, Night of the Living Dead and all that, but you need a host. Yeah. And he said, well, I'd like to do that, but I'm kind of a behind the scenes guy. And, you know, if I'm going to get a host, I got to have somebody that's going to do it for free.
Oh,
and I
okay.
went, oh, me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll do it. And I would just show up at his studio, and his studio, you know, unlike you guys, his studio was in his house.
Right, yeah. We and have a
this
big.
This is the palatial compound.
We have a big, massive studio. Yeah.
And, we would tape me, like if we were showing, you know, Wasp Woman, I would simply wear a beekeeper's outfit or something along those lines. We would do some cheesy skits and have some local guests in and whatever. And we came up with the whole idea of, Wolfman Mac. And then I lost the gig up in the radio station up there in Saginaw.
Okay.
Came down here, still with the idea. And basically the short story is that I went on Craigslist and I said, hey, listen, I got an idea, but I need a crew. I need, I need equipment. All I have is this idea. Who's in? And the next day, I swear to God, the next day my email was just flooded with people
really?
That were, that, you know, wanted a piece of it.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
And so we,
And who wouldn't want a piece of this?
Yeah. Was Corey not on Craigslist that day, or what happened?
I don't know. I must not have seen
All
it.
All right,
yeah.
But so you got this show together. Now you're putting your own...
I was in the women for men section looking for heifers to get on the show.
But I mean, did you put your own dough into this? I mean, this can't be free. I mean, how does this?
No, you know what? So far, I think this whole production has probably cost me about $200.
Okay.
Right now, it's everybody is volunteering. I've got the studio that gives me their time. I've got my camera guy. I mean, everybody. My editing guy is actually the guy that was showing the B movies in Bay City.
Oh, okay.
He's still my editing guy. And he's the guy that adds really the general creepiness to the whole program.
Oh, okay.
There's a real elaborate look to the show. They add on all these like filters of makes it look like an old worn out show.
Yeah, I've seen the show. Yeah. You and I watched it before you ever met.
And
Mac.
That's what it tried because it wasn't just like the cheesy kind of regular. You know, they just throw the camera on. Yeah. I saw that you were adding a little production value to it, and it certainly looked like a cool thing. So.
Yeah, we do all the old commercials, some of you may have watched when you were younger. Some of them are a little before, the mass audience's time, but we have the old mystery date commercial.
Forget about you trying to find the mystery date.
We used to have
the mystery date.
Do you have this commercial?
Let's see.
Can I have a Toffee Fae, Daddy?
Are you kidding? Toffee Fae, it's too good for kids.
I'm a huge Fae.
Toffee Fae is made for grown-ups.
Yeah, this is the most. I got a 30-minute bit on this commercial, but we're going to bring it back. So we've saved that for another time.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we started doing the show, and we started off with the absolute worst movie ever made, The Giant Turkey. Of the last several decades.
Battlefield Earth.
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Okay.
And
famously noted as the worst movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if it really is, but people claim it is.
It's a horrible movie. But it's it's a great horrible movie.
Sure.
You know what I mean by that? Yeah, it's
and that's what you show is entertainingly awful movie.
It's pure schlock. My character, Wolfman Mac, is not a scary Wolfman. We have that little spooky element with the graveyard scenes and, the hearse that we drive and that whole thing. But, I get a lot of emails from kids like 11 to 15 years old that really dig the show. They're sending in pictures of Wolfman Mac and Boney Bob.
I saw the kids were sending in crayon drawings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I wish we could get that.
No, we don't want any kids.
You can
no
send
kid.
In a drawing.
No kid should ever listen to this show under any circumstances.
I could say.
Why would you not want kids to listen to this show?
Yeah.
Her pussy gets so wet.
Why would you not want children listening to a program like this? No, I've seen Mac taping, and he had like all these kids sending in crayon drawings of him, and he's got a little sidekick.
Okay.
Boney Bob, who's a little skeleton.
My little skeleton guy.
All right.
Yeah.
You're like
the podcasting of television.
Sort of, yeah.
You're like a homemade production.
Yeah.
It's like you just went out and it's just kind of like our show. We said, "What the hell? Why don't we do? Why aren't we doing the same thing?"
Sure.
Yeah.
It's more difficult in television to get anyone to carry it. But even public access, as you're saying, there's been people who are resistant to picking it up.
Yeah,
even for that.
I had to go to meetings and that whole thing and assure them that that the type of program that we're going to put out isn't going to be really horrific. We're just going to show old B horror movies. That's all.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's nothing creepy about Wolfman Mac, even though he's talking to kids.
But but even though it costs them nothing to pick it up.
Yeah,
they're still resisting picking it up
because
places.
It's new. It's different.
Yeah,
it's nobody's doing it.
Sure,
and well, so that scared them.
And you're like syndicating to public access, which is sort of unheard of.
Yeah,
generally public access is the local guy who.
Well,
does the show.
But that was the idea of public access when it started. Is that it would be for people in the local community to produce, have a voice on the television because something about the public was giving up their. That it was in the ground or something. There's some weird thing about, you're using a public airwave, so there has to be, like, public affairs programming on radio. Mm-hmm. It's something about cable, isn't there, where because it's buried in people's yards that there has to be public access? Isn't there something literally like that?
There is something stated that everyone in their town has a right to air.
Because the wires are running over your property or something.
Sure.
It kind of free up a lot of broadcasters not to have public-minded content on it because they've got the excuse of, like a cable company can say, oh, we've got public access.
Wow, I hadn't really thought of it, but
it's like the fair use rules about they need to have a certain amount of time.
Yeah, and that's why they have these channels. Now, I can't even, like I was telling you before the show, I don't even know when your show's on. Like, I get your show.
Right.
But I wouldn't know where, I don't even know when it's on how to find, I mean, I think I could find the channel.
Yeah.
But if I find the channel, sometimes it'll be even a test pattern will be on there. Literally, like, I mean, I can go through my channels right now. It's ridiculous.
I know.
Do you like that one?
Well, I know here in this area, it's CMN TV.
Okay.
And it's on 18 and 52 on WOW and Comcast.
Okay.
But, you know, we're, as far as where the show is aired, first of all, you know, you simply have to just go to the website. And, you know, if I can, it's just Nightmare Cinema. And we're doing a little thing with this whole cinema thing. It's not spelt... You know, with the C, we do the S-I-N-E-M-A.
Oh, you're crazy. How many porno sites?
Honestly,
how many?
Nightmare
Joel is someone who I think was deeply.
Oh, it's the wrong drop.
What does that have to do with anything? All right. So it's Nightmare Cinema, S-I-N-E-M-A.com?
.com. Oh. And I got to tell you, right now, you know, we got a new Flash website. And the old one is up now because the new one that we just launched has a few bugs. Yeah. So we got to work all those out, and then we're going to launch the new website. So if you're going to go on there right now.
Does that tell you when the show's on?
Yeah, it's got some old info on there, but I'm going to go back as soon as I leave you the elaborate studios here in Royal Oak. I'm going to go and update that website with the cities and everything so people can find
it. Yeah, so people can find it. People may want to listen.
But here's the other thing is that we are about ready to launch the show. Maybe, you know, once or twice a month, we're going to do it on the internet. We'll do a like a podcast sort of thing.
Okay.
So we'll do it, and it'll be from the new Flash website that we're going to have.
Okay.
We're going to do it directly from there. And for people that live right here in this Detroit area, Michigan,
Jinx it now. We've had experience.
No. I'm trying to think of how to say this. I've got there's a local network affiliate that is very excited about our program and wants to put us on real TV.
All right. Well, all right.
And just make sure that they don't go all sports after.
Yeah, that's it's a possibility. Of that
does
something.
CBS Radio, are they picking up your contract?
Well, good luck to you. But
that's, you know, the Lions is like the post game is often a horror show, so you could host that.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
You could.
But when you get these movies, who picks the movies? Do you pay for the movies? How does it work?
You know what? They're
with the movies.
Yeah, I choose the movies, and actually, you know, that's not entirely accurate. My editing guy, GC Kirkland, up in Bay City, Dark House Sound of Film is his company. We choose the films together, you know, kind of decide what we're going to air, and they're all public domain.
Okay.
Because that's the thing on public access is that I can't show anything that's licensed.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, we can't play any licensed music either.
Yeah.
No.
We would never do that.
Now, when we do the show on the internet,
yeah.
and if the affiliate does decide to pick us up, then, of course, well, that changes. Now I can contact the permissions department at Paramount or Universal and whatever, and then sell the advertising and all that other good
stuff.
But
see, those old shows that was just whatever the station happened to own.
Yeah.
Or whatever they had the copies of.
Well, and that's a real good point. That is exactly the case with Sir Graves. It was back then it was TV2 here in Detroit, and I don't know, was that CBS or
It would have been CBS.
It would have been CBS.
What's good about doing it,
and that's what they owned.
Right.
And that's what they aired.
What's good about doing it with public domain stuff is that you can then put it on your website.
Yeah.
You know, you own the content that you created, but the other stuff you can send it anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, we're going to start doing an all public domain podcast. All jokes are going to be public domain. We're going to get them out of a joke book. And
they're all from the 1930s and 40s.
Exactly.
And they've all lost their licensing.
Say,
thing,
Joel.
So.
Yeah.
What do you think about that Harvey Wallbanger? That's a heck of a drink, isn't it?
But doesn't that limit the movies you can show? I mean, how many?
No.
Yeah, but. Wouldn't you feel better using better movies, though? Don't those kind of suck?
Well, no.
The public
you know
access
what?
Movies.
See, here's the thing.
That's
first
the
of
concept
all,
of the show,
yeah,
right?
That's the whole concept of the show is that it's all schlock. And really, to be honest, you know, and this is, I don't know if this is going to come out right, but, you know, people already have seen Plan 9 from Outer Space or House on Haunted Hill and all this crap. Chances are really good. You know, they probably already own the movie. They're not tuning in to watch the movie. They want to see what Wolfman Mac and Boney Bob and whatever zany character he's got on, week is going to do with the movie. And, you know, when we first started out, like with Plan 9 from Outer Space, we're only about 7 shows in right now. But when we first started out, we didn't do a whole lot of skits. We were just very much a draft. And then as we went along, now with our Halloween special that's going to be coming out next week with White Zombie, Bela Lugosi's movie, White Zombie. Man, we have got a ton of skits, and we're just going to keep that up. We're going to do the, breaking into the show and, our little witty comments and all that. So, I mean, we're really going balls out, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I think less of the movie, more of you.
Less of the movie, more Wolfman.
Okay.
It might get to where you only show maybe 40 minutes of the movie.
Maybe.
How long is the show in general?
Typically, a lot of those old movies were only about an hour long, hour and 15 minutes long.
And they were done, a lot of those were double features and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they had to do double features. But, we just got the rights, too, from, do you remember that group that put out Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Rankin Bass?
Okay, yeah.
Just got permission from them to use Mad Monster Party on our show.
Okay.
So we're going to start doing that, too. That's going to help us, some crazy little fillers.
Are you just going to use this? Oh, Mad Monster Party was like puppets.
Yeah.
Claymation thing.
It was like claymation, like Dracula. Dracula was throwing a party.
Okay.
Right.
And all the claymation monsters came to it. It was like their Halloween. Okay. And Bass.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So, I mean, there's a whole subculture of dorks out there.
I'm one of them.
And you found other people that were all excited about doing this.
Thrilled. Yeah, they're absolutely just head over heels thrilled with this project. And everybody sees that it's going somewhere.
Right.
And it is. It's
now, can horror dorks, because they dress like vampires, get laid as opposed to like sci-fi dorks who dress like a robot? This is a question I've been wondering for a long time. Is there like something sexy about, like you dress like a vampire or a werewolf?
Yeah, there is.
Because I know sci-fi guys couldn't get laid in a woman's prison with a fistful of pardons.
Let me tell you something. I'm a married guy, so don't take this the wrong way.
All right, man.
But the wolf man.
No one's listening to this.
Hot.
Go ahead.
The wolf man looks hot. I'm telling you.
The wolf man's hot?
You got it.
I've seen the wolf man.
Chicks dig the wolf man? Is that what it is?
Chicks dig the wolf man.
Now,
my persona, my little wolf man persona, man, he's he's a cocky little.
Give me a howl, would you, Mac?
Arr!
There you go.
All right. So, now, how elaborate is the Wolfman makeup? For those, people can go to the website and see, but explain to people that aren't there now that are listening.
Yeah, I got a makeup lady that comes in. Takes her about an hour and something, an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah,
about an hour to put the layers on, all the layers of hair, all the
Okay.
It's all latex.
Okay. And who came up with the makeup concepts and ideas and that?
My makeup lady, Becky, came up with it, and she, just started getting to work on layering the hairs, and it just kind of all came together.
And you met her through, she was doing, like, makeup for haunted houses and stuff?
We belong to a little group here in the Detroit area called the Motor City Haunt Club. And Becky, we were at at HauntCon. It's a big national conference. They meet every
really,
yeah.
Okay,
and all these really? all of us haunt dorks get together, and people. A lot of these people own haunted houses and what have you, and they all learn how to build props for haunted houses, yard haunts, and what have you.
Okay,
so Becky was there, and I was trying to put on my own Wolfman face.
Yeah,
it was my first time.
What did that look like? What was that made?
It looked like hell. I looked like I looked like Chewbacca just got his ass beat.
Yeah,
And it was just, he was on a drunken binge. And, she popped her head around the corner and said, I'm a makeup artist. Can I help you?
Oh, there you go.
And I told her what we were doing while she was putting the makeup on. And, and the rest of the say is.
Now, Joel has some experience with makeup.
Yes.
What was your first attempt at makeup?
Oh, yeah. Well, when
clown?
I started work, whether you know or not know, our listeners know that I do a character for Insane Clown Posse called Upchuck the Clown. And when I was originally hired to do that, I just went and bought makeup at, the costume shop, like the $5 makeup, and it fucking ran, and I was sweating, and it was running down my face, and it was horrible, and it looked bad, and it was just a mess. And then as years have gone on, I've spent more and more money in doing more and more elaborate sort of things with it, and it still looks like shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks better, but it's still there's
room to improve.
You need somebody, there was one night this past year when I did the Gathering of the Juggalos, when I had this artist girl, she's actually a comic book artist, and she does a lot of ICP's artwork. I had her do my makeup,
Well, like, strip down actually, and get relaxed.
Yeah, it was kind of, I was trying to bang her, but anyway. But she's, you know, I was like, would you mind doing my makeup? Because it's hard, you know, it's easier to have somebody else do your makeup anyway, just because of the way, you know, it's easier to do it.
Right.
And it looked really nice when she did it. So, yeah, it was, it's definitely better to have somebody do something for you.
And it's hard enough to do your own clown makeup, but to do like the latex.
Yeah, that would be, that would be really, really
all
difficult.
All the fur and stuff.
Yeah.
You're actually just a real werewolf. Don't, just go ahead and admit it. You just were actually...
I am a real werewolf.
Bitten in the nuts by
looking
a
forward
rabid
to
wolf.
Friday the 26th. That's the next day in my calendar when the wolf will be... the wolf. Oh, yeah. The moon will be full.
You're really into this stuff. You're having like a big party and the whole deal?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have Wolfman Max Halloween bash.
Okay.
Friday the 26th. Same place that we hold, or where we tape Nightmare Cinema, actually, in Warren.
All right.
Yeah. Warren is the epicenter of
I guess so.
Haunted Michigan, and it's so funny because Warren is like Joe Lunchpail, blue collar,
yeah,
like
is.
You know, the tank plant. Where he films this thing is right by the tank
okay.
plant.
Okay,
yeah,
and sure. it's actually a studio where they shoot like production pictures.
Yeah, automotive photography.
Right, it's like the Dodge Charger. You know,
right,
doing
right,
shots
right.
of it there. And
well,
then,
you're ruining. You're breaking the floor.
Oh,
you're
I'm
ruining
sorry.
The.
It's in a haunted castle.
In a haunted
deep
castle.
In the woods.
You're
the scariest, scary woods.
You're ruining the whole.
Now, if you want a scary movie, I think I might be able to get you a Nadia sex tape. That might.
No, we don't have a Nadia sex tape.
It's one of our.
There's no,
fans,
I don't
no,
know that maybe there is, but
I'm sure. Well,
I don't have one, and you don't have
I
one.
I don't
Let's
have
just
one.
Say that, but.
But if you want something terrifying, I can get you that.
Well, all right, Wolfman Mix. So, how often do you tape the show?
Twice a month.
Okay.
Yeah, twice a month.
And you do
right
one
now,
at a time, or was it more convenient to do like two?
No, we usually try and do two shows.
Yeah, that would make sense. If you're going to get in the makeup. Do as much as you fucking can.
Well, that, you know, and to keep in mind, you know, I've got all these people coming out to work for me for free.
Yeah,
I've got
so you
real
want to
jobs
do as
and
much
kids
as,
and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So.
I've seen your craft service, and you know, you should tip the Domino's guy a little bit more next time.
Yeah. Well, that's...
No, it's hey, this is a homemade production.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all
it's
being
a
done
no
by
budget.
Hand.
It's a no-budget yeah. flick. You know, but we hope to change
Which is
that.
So cool today, because, you know, it's you're right, it's impossible to get into television.
It's very difficult to get into TV without...
You think it's hard to get into radio.
Yeah.
Try getting into TV.
TV right. is definitely a different egg to crack.
For sure.
But you're saying the local station is showing some interest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, big time. They called me.
And why not? You know? Yeah. Why? Because what are they going to do with that time slot?
Well, apparently this guy, this honcho at this local affiliate, was flipping around the channels.
And
landed on, I think we were showing Night of the Living Dead.
Okay.
And he stayed and watched Night of the Living Dead. And he contacted me right then and there. And
that's why I think every couple minutes you might want to just add like a little zinger, you know, like cutting into the movie.
Well, and we
so
are going
people
to.
People get a hint that something else is going on than just the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. With this next one that we're showing, The Crawling Eye, which is going to come out before White Zombie, we've got a lot of the pop ups and the funny little zingers that
okay.
we throw on, you know, as characters are doing stuff and, you know, a little bit of wit that we throw into there.
It's kind of like a Mad Magazine for your
yeah,
publicist.
Very much. That's exactly what it's going to become.
Is it a sort of like Mystery Science Theater? Are you going that far? Or do you want to, like, keep the movie pure and let people enjoy it for what it is?
Screw the movie. You know,
no, but I mean, here's
no.
Let me just say, as somebody like whenever I see a show, like, I figure if it's a bad movie...
Yeah.
My thing is I always think I can make fun of it myself.
Right.
I'm a witty. I don't need Mystery Science Theater to make fun of your bad movie. Like, I can do that. And when we see these shows where, like, people, yeah. you know.
Here's what we're
doing. I always think that sometimes that stuff speaks better.
Right.
To be left alone, and then you come on in between.
Well, here's what we're doing, we're going to be doing
okay.
the skits in between, and we're going to keep that going. You know, we get a lot of email from people telling us, hey, man, you got to do like a little more Mystery Science Theater thing, and we
yeah.
say to ourselves, you know, we don't really want to go too far
sure,
into that
I
direction.
I see that, yeah.
But, you know, so what we're doing instead is, you know, like in White Zombie, for example, there's this couple that, for some reason, flies down to Haiti to get married.
Yeah.
And, you know, so
that's where all the great wedding deals yeah. are.
So Wolfman Mac pops up, a little caricature of Wolfman Mac, and he's got a T-shirt on and Bermuda shorts and his hairy legs. And his T-shirt says, you know, this couple went to Haiti and all I got was this, you know, lousy T-shirt. And he pops back down, you know, just little
okay.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe a few comments here and there, but we still want to. We want to do a little Mystery Science Theater 3000. We want to do a little Sir Graves. We
All
want
right.
to do a little Ghoul. You know,
well,
a little
like,
bit of this, a little bit of that.
You'll come in. You'll, like, come back from the segment and be like, I can't believe you're watching this extraordinarily boring and slow moving.
And I do that. And I apologize. I apologize sometimes, folks. We're really sorry. I say thanks for staying awake for this very slow moving movie.
Right.
Yeah, I do.
Day of the Triffids, which is actually about giant plants that attack people in England, is the slow moving movie.
Yeah. Well, that happens every week. You know, plants come into life eating people.
All right, so is it break time?
We could take a break here in a second, but once again, nightmarecinema.com is where they can
And you know what? If I could give you another one, because everybody's big on this whole MySpace thing, and this is actually where you can see some clips of the Nightmare Cinema TV show.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is going to be, you're going to just do the whole MySpace.com/, and then put in Howl at the Wolfman.
Oh, Howl at the Wolfman in MySpace. Okay.
That's it.
All right. People can find that. All right. Wolfman Mac. Now, you have, what are we going to, we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back and talk to Mac about some other stuff, right? What were we going to do?
Are you one of those guys that does up your whole house for Halloween?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
All right. And don't we talk about movies, though?
Yeah, we talk about some of the cheesiest movies, the cheesiest all-time horror movies for Halloween.
Even if stuff that you don't have the rights to show, you've been a fan of horror movies, I take it.
Oh, my God, big time.
All right, so we'll talk about horror movies.
We'll get into that.
When we come back.
All right.
We'll take a break. Let's just do a couple quick plugs. We'll play more Patrick Wolf in a minute, but what do we want to tell people about specifically, Corey?
We want people to get on the mailing list.
We want to get on the mailing list.
We'll do bonuses eventually.
Well, we had a video of you and your chair recently that we had. Corey got a new chair for the show.
Absolutely.
You can see that on there. Well, the disposal of the old one.
Mm-hmm.
There's our demo for the radio. That we one of the things that actually almost got us a job in radio. You can get that up there. It's a whole 60-70 I think it's a 70-minute show.
And segments that didn't help us get a job in radio, like Jerk Off Home Companion.
Yeah, we watched a movie called, which I have to give you a copy of. You requested
it. I would like a copy.
You requested a copy
just for reference purposes.
Sister Midnight.
Yeah.
Now, see, that would be something that I would like to do. I would like to watch porno movies. And then come in and goof on him in between. Like after the guy comes, like I would come on and go, look at that load. Look at her.
Hey, I bet you there's a niche
What's with the gimp mask? Yeah, I don't understand
that. I would like to come on in between. And
can you believe that, midget?
Talk about that. But no one, I can't seem to get that on public access.
Listen, I'm telling you, for everything out there, there's a million people that
really?
Want it.
Well, can you put a, I'm going to try to get that on Channel 52, if I can get that on.
It'd be called Fat Man Joel's Spankmare Cinema.
Yeah.
Spankmare
Cinema. I'll just be there in a dirty t-shirt and a pair of shorts and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3-day growth of beard, and I'd just be sitting there, the brewski.
With a bag of Funyuns.
Yeah, box of Kleenex next to me. And, you know, I'd come on after the, you know, oh, look at that. That was a three-way there. Did you all enjoy that? That was good. If you're really into black guys, tune out now because, anyway. Boy, you know, I don't know. I mean,
Tiffany Minx
like
looks like 15 miles of Georgia asphalt. Yeah, look at her. All right.
All right. Let's take a break. More Patrick Wolf. We'll come back with Wolfman Mac.
Scary
and
later.
The rest of the show right after this.
Away, did scream,
All right, everybody, welcome back.
Corey Joel Radio Show.
You guys go ahead. I'm not going to howl.
Okay.
That's all right with you guys. You guys howl all you want.
Another reason I liked Wolfman Mac immediately is as a kid, I did that a couple of years. I did the whole werewolf makeup.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And in Halloween, when it used to get cold, it was good.
Oh, okay.
It used to be like 40 degrees and you'd be walking around with a face full of hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking cool without having to have a scarf on or something.
Right, right. Yeah. And now it's like 70 degrees in October.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's freaky.
Now, have you seen the search for the new Elvira? Have you seen that show?
Yeah.
What do you think of that? Is that a good idea?
Man, boy, they're getting some good...
They have some hot chicks, though, right?
My.
Is that the idea? Yeah.
That's really
But don't
it
you
is
feel like that kind of ruins the gig for you? If they can just find some random hot chick that's introducing horror movies,
no, because she's got a whole different shtick going.
Really?
Yeah, her thing.
But how many how many channels need to have horror movies?
You know, there's room for a couple.
There is room for a couple.
You
know,
so?
back in the 70s and the 80s, I mean, there was the creature feature on Saturday afternoon,
right?
And there was another guy. Oh man, it was on channel 20. It just left my head.
Svengoolie. He's still on in Chicago.
Is he on in Chicago? And he had a program on Channel 20. And, it was just a cheap little thing. It would zoom in on the little town and, the little models and everything.
Still on in Chicago. Yeah. I saw him this summer.
Exactly. But, those two shows were on, relatively within, like, the same week.
All right. So you're not worried that it's all going to go to hot chicks?
No way.
And that, fat guys aren't going to be able to do...
Well, he's a werewolf.
I know you're a werewolf. I know. But, what if
he
they
can
get
bring
a werewolf?
In a chick.
A werewoman.
Wolfman Mac can get chicks.
Yeah, you can have a chick on there?
Yeah. Well,
that would probably, honestly, just being a marketer myself and knowing what sells, put a chick on your show, and that would be good for you.
Doing it.
Yeah, you're doing it. You got a vampire team working on
he's
that?
Already on it.
Working on that? All right.
Yeah, a white zombie. We've got... a lady by the name of Amy Jackson. She's a morning jock at Joe FM where I used to DJ.
Don't put on radio chicks. I want hot chicks.
Well, no.
Come on now.
No. Listen now. She's very nice looking. And she played a character called Lucy Fur. And she actually dressed up one year as Elvira, and she wore the costume very well.
All right, so...
So we should look for that episode.
And he was probably masturbating with great gusto.
Me.
And enthusiasm.
Lucy Fur.
Oh, probably not going to do it
the
for
kids
me.
Aren't going to get that joke, are they? It's going to go right
so,
over the
you know,
head.
But we've got some other women that, that want to be on the show. So,
No, that's a good... I'm with that. You bring it, spice it up
that
a little bit.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, our demographics are mostly guys.
Yeah, I would think.
30 to 55, typically. 25 to 55, but mostly 30 to 55. So yeah, we got to appeal to the guys.
And those guys send in their crayon drawings of you and Boney Bob? Is
here's Corey. Oh, Corey's 23. Yeah,
Corey's 20, you said that. I've got one right here, Mac.
Yeah, I'm sure Corey sent one in on that.
Yeah, crayon exactly. Drawing.
Well, all right. Well, so let's. What do you want to get into with Mac here? You want to get into horror
about,
movies?
Since it is Halloween. Are you one of these jerks that does the whole thing on your lawn? You do the whole...
Man.
This is getting bigger and bigger every year.
I love Halloween.
I know.
And I am the guy.
Obviously, because in August, you're dressing up like a werewolf in some studio in Warren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am the guy that that people will drive... They will drive to my house
to
see what I'm doing this year.
Right.
Absolutely. I got the graveyard. I've got, my kids, are little actresses and the little graveyard scene. And I've got the lights and the strobes and the music.
Wow.
And, the whole deal.
Wow. That's it's just enough for me to get candy. That pisses me off. I'm pissed off right there.
It's true.
Because I'll buy, enough candy that I think is enough to give to the kids.
Right.
Yeah. And it just will. It'll run out in the first half hour.
Oh man!
Well, because you're eating almond joys.
No, because I'm not. Because I always buy shit. I always buy shit I don't want.
I will spend.
I make sure to give it away.
No exaggeration. And I'm not a wealthy guy. I mean, I make my living DJing weddings. So I don't. I'm not rich.
Sure.
But I will spend easy $300 on candy.
Really? $300 just on candy?
Easy.
Wow.
Easy.
Holy mackerel.
Kids.
That's ridiculous.
We get so many kids that come to my house.
Really?
And
how much do we spend on candy for this show?
Nothing, because Neil sent us that box of Toffee Fae.
Would you enjoy a Toffee Fae, speaking of candy? Yeah.
Do you want to play that Toffee Fae jingle now?
Toffee Fae is too good for kids.
Yeah, that's the Toffee Fae jingle. Go ahead. If you never had it, play the whole song, because you do not know what a Toffee Fae is. You're looking at it strangely. Play this. This is a
Toffee Fae, Daddy.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Toffee Fae,
it's too good for kids.
Gee,
that
it's
box
good.
Toffee
Fay
is made for grown-ups.
Listen, Debbie. Toffee Fay spins creamy caramel into a little cup,
drops in a roasted hazelnut,
fills it all up with chocolate nougat,
and tops it with a drop of dark chocolate.
Why, it's all the candies you like in one.
Toffee.
You know, you were mentioning having women on the show.
Too good for you.
My wife. You were there, Corey, when we were taping The Brain That Wouldn't Die.
My wife was a head in a jar.
My wife was a disembodied head in a pan.
Yeah.
And she did a great job. And my wife is very beautiful.
Yeah, we want people to watch the show, Matt. Come on. You can put your wife on there.
She's a good-looking woman.
We want some... No, I'm not saying she isn't, but she was in a head in a jar. They had her in a table.
Mm-hmm.
She was a disembodied head.
Yeah, it was a good head.
Not quite what we're... Oh, but I'm bum. Hey.
Well, you've had your girlfriend on the show, and I've had various girls.
That's true.
I've had girlfriends and various other people on this show. So, yeah.
Oh, you had Amy on here?
No, we've had her on many a time.
Oh, okay.
But on
cuddling
once.
Is for fags.
Yeah. She's been on a couple times, I think. 3-4 times.
I count once, but... I mean, aside from like a live show, I think she's been on once.
At least twice.
Has she been on twice? She was on once when I was dating that girl, Bree.
Yeah, and she was on before that.
Was she on before that? Or maybe two.
There was the infamous time that she talked shit about the wedding.
But I thought that was when... anyway, let's not get into it. We can argue later. I'm not the show historian. Right. Yeah, Amy was on the show exactly 2.3 times.
Yeah, we have a
2.3.
That's our
the
German...
Roast. Then if she was laughing on the roast, then that would probably count. Well, and then she was in a bonus feature one time as
and
well.
She is a drop, and so I count every appearance of a drop upon this program. I enter the archive, and what I do is I back that up on my PDA.
It is the
on
number.
On my BlackBerry, I have audio files of the show backed up.
It is the number 17th ranked drop. It is after I'm Your Huckleberry. That is the
is really?
Number 16 drop.
Really?
And in
I'm
front,
Your Huckleberry.
In front, in front of that is Pork Fuck Porker.
Pork Fuck
Porker. Yeah, that one is very popular.
Yeah, that's a very
as well.
Popular drop. Sometimes when I'm on the tram, I will collate the drops and cross-index them on my PDA.
The computer. Well, that is a luxury that we just cannot afford.
We have a German super fan who sends us candy. Yeah. And
whenever there's a dead spot in the show, we make fun of him. So
wait, you just eat candy that some guy sends you?
Yeah, a guy. Well, sometimes he has personally delivered the candy to us, though, as well.
He's come to America twice.
He gets on an airplane and comes to our studio. See, that's when you know you're popular.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You're on public access.
That's when you know you're doing
something.
But when
a guy flies in from Germany to watch a taping of the Wolfman Mac show, that's when you know you've made it.
Somewhere, baby.
So look forward to that day. It's coming. I'm sure, soon.
Come out and see me, friends from Germany.
Yes, but, you know, we've...
Good
citizens. You put this thing on the internet, you're going to get freaks. You're going to get, like, some Japanese guy.
Well, when we first went on...
Wolfman, I like your program very much.
Yeah, when we first went on iTunes, that's when that international explosion happened for us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, iTunes didn't have podcasts, and then when they added them, there were very few shows back then, not like now where there's a million.
It happened even
So should I put in subtitles?
Well, I mean, it just happened where, like, you know, we had people from Iceland, Australia, Japan, England, Germany, all over the world are literally just listening to our show, like... And sending us emails, and we're from, you know...
A united nation of losers.
Yeah, it really was. You know.
It was a wonderful thing.
But then you find that, you know, there's like the guy in Japan is an American guy. He just lives in Japan.
Sure.
You know, so you find that, too, where, like, you know, obviously people that don't speak the language aren't going to listen to the show.
Right.
But then you get people who are just, you know...
Actually, I could see this being a... Your show could be big in Japan, because they're crazy over there.
Well, we want to do some Godzilla stuff.
No, there you go.
You know,
and that, as you know, Japan is Godzilla's old stomping grounds.
I recommend not Godzilla, because that's copyrighted, but, like, War of the Gargantuas.
War of the Gargantuas, yes.
Stuff that...
And then, you know, you could appeal to the Mexicans, maybe do a Lucha Libre movie.
Ooh.
Do a Santo film.
A Santo movie.
I'm sure those are available. I've seen those in the discount bin at Walmart, so... Yeah. Yeah. You know, you could probably get those for your...
Well, we can snag those easy. Yeah. You know, there's enough public domain films out there for me to do movies for probably a couple of years and not repeat myself.
Yeah, okay.
So,
there you go. Yeah. Look at your little empire you're building, Mac.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
My empire.
Just like our empire. And then someday you'll get a fat computer dork who flies Lufthansa and brings you gummy bears. And it'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
And you'll get
a couple. By the way, he asked us if we just eat candy that some guy sends over.
Yeah.
And then he ate the candy guy sent over.
But this is before I found out that some stranger sent it over and could have injected it with
I will send you a Mazapan log silver. Right from the Black Forest.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad he didn't inject it with silver or anything like that. Because as you know.
They could be allergic to that, really.
It kills werewolves.
You don't eat the silver noodle at the Chinese place. You avoid that.
Exactly.
All right, so what do you want to get into with the horror movies now? Come on, you.
Yeah, let's talk about what are some of Mac in honor for Halloween. What should people watch for the all-time cheesiest? Yeah,
is there one movie that you recommend at this time of year?
You know, you got to check out all the Universal ones. I mean, you know, you got your. Sure. You got your Creature from the Black Lagoon and Dracula and Frankenstein. It's alive, you know. Yes. But you got to also get Young Frankenstein.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein. As far as the cheesy ones, you know, those are the ones that we're doing right now. You know, the White Zombie, the and while Night of the Living Dead isn't cheesy, it's
creepy. Yeah,
it's creepy.
That was made for
$8. I
don't want
to call that cheesy,
but what about isn't that Carnival of Souls? That's more creepy.
Carnival of Souls. Yeah. We're going to be doing that one in November. We're going to be doing Carnival of Souls. Well,
wasn't that Hank Herkimer? What was the guy's name? That made
Hank Herkimer. Yes. Herkimer, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a guy in Cleveland who made a movie for $8.
Yeah, and that guy made nothing else, kind of, didn't he? Wasn't that the whole deal with that? Is it?
Yeah, but Carnival of Souls is a good creepy one.
I saw that as a kid, and it freaked the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I purposely wanted to wait and hold that one off for after Halloween because, you know, I want people to get the idea that we're not just out here for Halloween.
Okay.
You know, that we're a year-round thing. So I really wanted to hold off on that one. So we're going to do that one in November.
All right, yeah.
Probably right around Thanksgiving, in fact.
Okay.
So. You did Vincent Price, Last Man on Earth?
Yeah, that one's airing.
Wasn't airing
That one's
yet?
Airing now.
Oh, okay.
No, wait. Yeah.
It won't matter.
Yeah, that one's on now. Last Man on Earth is on now. Yeah, exactly.
What about like the Hammer movies? Do you show those or do you have the rights?
I can't get those.
House of Wax and that kind of stuff.
House of Wax is still public domain. And you know what? Really? You know, we wanted to do the House of Wax 3D one for our Halloween special.
Okay.
Put out the 3D glasses and the whole thing. And
that would have cost a couple bucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, well, some of these films, to get the rights to air them for like a one time air, it's only $1,000. I mean, well, for public access. No. I mean,
but
for public
you're already putting out $300 on candy
for public
for
access. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money for public access. But like, you know, if I do this show on the internet and I sell some advertising with it, what's $1,000? You know.
Yeah. What's $1,000? That's our hosting bill for a decade, probably, pretty much.
Maybe.
No, it's a lot of money to the Wolfman, too. It's a lot of money to the Wolfman, too.
Sometimes
you know,
on this show, we bring in a Cherry Brooklyn, and we got to take her to the liquor store. Or we got
to
take.
We took Holly to Ram's Horn.
Yeah.
It cost us $12.
That costs a lot of money.
Yeah, you got to feed these heifers.
You
got to
get some potato skins into
these
chunked up sluts that come on the show.
I spent 2 tanks of gas driving Neil's around town. And
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And
the Travel Lodge.
Sure.
We went to the coffee. We were literally.
I drove the guy to Belle Isle. I took him all over.
Oh, I know. You did everything. Yeah. I was at Coffee Beanery with him for like 4 hours going, well, how do I get rid of him?
But, I mean, there's always cost involved. I mean, that's why people don't do it. I mean, I think the thing about podcasting is that it is relative. I mean, once you've spent the money, you know, you can pretty much do it as much as you want.
Sure.
You know, like, we pay our hosting bill every month. But other than that, you know, we were just talking about, you know, Corey could probably use a new mic stand, and we could use probably a better guest mic than the one that you're on right now, you know, and, you know, it sounds okay, but, you know, we could get like, I have a better mic than you do. We could all have the same mic, you know, that would cost a little bit of money, but you can do the stuff relatively cheap nowadays with, you know, digital technology.
Which reminds me of the lunch fund.
Yeah, if people want to donate to our lunch fund. Right on the front page of CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
So that we can bring you features like drive-through theater.
Yeah, you can use PayPal, you can use a credit card, but you can do it right from the front page of CoreyandJoelRadio.com, right where you sign up for the mailing list.
What's your average donation?
You can sign up.
You
know what, it's funny, last Christmas, like when we started it, which was around holiday time last year, I mean, I don't want to put out numbers, but there were very generous guys that sent us, you know. I mean, I don't want to get into it, but
we've had a sponsor before in the past.
We had a sponsor who paid us some money for a while, but that was, you know, we don't really shill for sponsors because, you know, If somebody wants to sponsor us, certainly send us an email. Email at CoreyJoelRadio.com.
Absolutely.
But nothing, there's nothing wrong with asking for sponsors.
You don't need a sponsor.
And, Mac, if you get big time, we'll be hitting you up.
Yeah, believe me. Yeah, if you want to sponsor the show.
Absolutely.
There'll be a,
You hit the big time.
Once you get
I'll
some
be knock, knock,
money,
knocking on that haunted castle.
Hey, listen, if I hit the big time, I'm going to buy the sports station.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put you guys on it.
Oh, so well, thank you very much.
You can put on, like, Dr. Demento four times
a
day.
Oh, my God, Dr. Demento.
It'd be a good
fish,
show.
Fish.
Those two kind of.
Roly-poly, fish.
Those two things sort of go together. Wacky cult radio and cheesy movies sort
of
go together.
They definitely complement each other.
Do they? Yeah. You know, but that's sort of a dead genre, too, right? Did you ever do that in radio? That kind of a show, or
no?
What kind of a show did you? What did you do exactly?
You know, I've done everything from country, top 40, rock and roll, jazz. I did polka for about 6 months when I first started off, just for
who had
free.
A polka show?
Redlands, California, on Saturday mornings. I did a polka show.
That was the beer barrel polka.
I learned how to speak a little bit of Polish.
Did people actually listen to the polka songs?
Oh yeah,
people would call in.
Off the
really?
Nuts of, yeah, this is Stashu, and you know, and he, you know, he requests some song. And I had to look up the phonetic spelling of what he was asking for.
So how would you have the polka? Like, how many polka records did you have to choose from?
They did pretty well with the collection that they had.
Did
there
they
at the
really?
Station. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I know Cleveland's big for that.
Well, I'm just wondering. You know, like, I mean, you would think you need a polka.
There is
like a
niche.
Guy who
there
like
is a niche for everything.
Like a guy who would actually bring his own polka records in.
Yeah.
And play from his personal.
Well, that's nothing.
Polka
here's the funny
collection.
One. I worked at the station, and it's still on the air out there, called K-Frog, KFRG in California. And they were all country, and because they had the K-Frog thing going on, we all had frog names.
Yeah.
And I followed a girl named Lily Pad, and my name was Tadpole.
Really?
Get the hell out of here.
You just is it just really sad? Yeah. I mean, are people just drunk all the time? Like K-Frog?
Hey,
I'm seriously.
On the country station?
Are people just like depressed working there? Because that would be, you know.
Oh, when we first started with it, it was the funniest thing in the world. But, I mean, and after a while, it was like, hey, it's 85 degrees here in Los Angeles. I'm Tadpole. Thanks for listening to KFRG. And, so, I mean, after a while, it really was just, what a pain.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you know, you got to go to an opening of a grocery store as Tadpole.
Yeah. Oh, my God, are you Tadpole?
Yeah, and you got to go, fuck.
Oh,
just fucking
Lord.
Shoot me now.
What a mess. Yeah, I didn't stay at that station very long, but I've done every format except for what you guys are doing as far as talk.
Talk, you know, do you
I've never done it. And I've always wanted to do to talk.
Well, why don't you send in a resume to 97.1 KRK live 97.1 Free FM?
You know, if you
yeah,
send
but
it to,
I don't know sports.
Send it to WKRK FM. You're going to be working at the rock station in Cleveland because
they moved the call.
They actually got rid of the call. The station that we and hopefully we'll have more on that soon. We have a guest. Maybe it's going to come in. But the station that's going to hire us now. They changed the call letters.
They didn't just blow it up.
They blew
it. Neutron bombed it.
They blew it.
They buried that mother effer.
They actually would, if they could, they would actually build a mind eraser and erase the minds of Metro Detroit that station never
existed.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous the way that, like, they flip-flopped and now just,
they didn't even spit on it, Mac. Do you know what I'm saying? You've been in radio for a long time.
Yeah.
They didn't even spit on it first. They just shoved it right in there. They did it to us in a big way.
They annihilated the station.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of stations where you just show up and the key doesn't fit in the door, or they call you in. Or the last one that I did, they just called everybody in and said, "Hey, we've had a good run," you know, and
had a great successful run, which has required us to change formats.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're all unemployed. Well, that's what it sounds like from what happened at this station. Was that people showed up one day and they said,
"But you know, you know, it's different, you know, and I like sports, man. Don't get me wrong. I dig sports. But see, the thing is, you know, to air all sports and only sports. I mean, that's just like saying, you know what, from now on, I'm only going to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, there's no variety. And that's what
I miss from having a sports station. But to bump a format that's very listener interactive.
Weren't they like number 19 or something?
Yeah, it was a top 20 station.
It was a top 20 station. The actual sports content that they've carried over was lower rated than the actual channel they replaced.
Yes.
But it basically came down to they had all these sports contracts that they couldn't get out of. And it made sense to just make it all sports because...
From what we've been able to figure out, the teams wanted an FM signal for their... The Lions and the Tigers wanted... a clear FM signal for their broadcasts.
Yeah, but they were getting that before for their games.
And CBS, right. I know, but CBS bought it. They bought the play-by-play rights, and they had nowhere else to really put it.
So they can have their games on, but why 24-hour speculation talk?
Because they had a sports station that was sort of having problems as well.
Yeah,
that they kind of took both all of the crap and threw it on one station, essentially.
I'm with you. I listen to a lot of sports talk, and it maddens me.
Right.
Because either they're talking about something I don't give a flying toss about, like NASCAR.
Yeah.
NASCAR's not a sport.
No, I know.
Or college football, which I hate.
Joel hates college football. Yeah.
Really?
College basketball, I could really care about.
There's less talk about college basketball because
sometimes they'll get into it later.
They'll get into it a little bit about, you know, when the tournament happens.
The tournament's made that a one-month phenomenon.
Yeah.
Nobody really cares about college basketball. Da, 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 da.
But college football is, if you listen to sports talk radio like on a Friday in Detroit, and it's weird in Detroit because there's already two talk stations. Now there are effectively three stations, even though one is a simulcast of the other now.
Three
stations that are doing sports, and it's like, you know, on a Friday in Detroit, all they're talking about is Michigan and Michigan State football.
Right.
All day, morning till fucking night. And it's like, I'm not going to listen to that.
Well,
you know.
Can I ask you, to take it off the subject, but how come you don't like college football?
Because it's just, I don't hate it. I hate everything around it. I hate 24 hours of discussing it.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think that college football is a fun thing to go to.
Oh, yeah.
But people take it too seriously, and it bothers me that it's held to a standard that it can't, you know.
I like watching college football because there is definitely more heart that gets put into it, more spirit.
Right, but I think there's
the
less talent
that
gets put into it. The game is more shabbily played, and I just feel like it's hard to follow.
Yeah.
Because there's too many teams, there's too many, you know, the players change every couple years, and it's not organized in a way that it makes sense to follow it as a thing.
Well,
but would you watch any college football game or just a team that you like?
No. If it's a college game that's on,
I'll watch any college game.
Pretty much any college game. And the reason is because, you know, I like to, you know, watch guys just play a sport that they love playing, as opposed to the NFL where they're getting paid $25,000.
Well, I know, but that doesn't mean they don't love playing the game in the NFL.
Well,
that's sort of a cop out. I mean, I think anything you do, you love, or else why would you still? You're still getting your ass kicked by doing
it.
I don't think you would do that.
You want to watch somebody doing something he loves? Watch this idiot with a fur dickie in his chest.
No, I understand that,
shooting a show under hot lights as a werewolf.
Well, I mean, I just
for nothing.
To get into college football again, I just find that it's a lot of rah rah. Let's root for the home team. There's no objective criticism going on, and it's harder to follow, and it's not worth getting emotional about it because it is. Because the thing about college, people, whatever you say about it's just kids and they're playing it because they want to have fun. And then there's billions of dollars being thrown around behind it that the kids don't get any of. You know, people have it both ways. People take it really, really seriously, and, you know, we have to be number one, and, you know, if we don't go undefeated, it's a disappointment. But at the same time, they're going, well, they're just kids playing it. They're doing it for fun, and yet you're holding them up to a standard that they really can never live up to.
Yeah.
Now,
so I find, you know.
I'm a bigger college fan than Joel. I watched Kentucky beat LSU last week. Thought that was great. I would say this year is probably helping. If you don't like college football, this year might help you because every good team has lost.
But to me, that makes it better.
That's what I'm saying.
No team should ever win every game.
Oh, I mean, totally agree.
Your sport is a mockery. If somebody can go through and is expected to win every game and they lose one and it's a disappointment and they suck and people get fired because they lose one or two games, it's silly, then you lose your fan
base and everything, and those people aren't really fans. Then.
Right.
And that's the annoying thing. First of all, dynasties are boring.
Well,
USC not losing a game for 3 years. Hmm. Is dire. It's not. It's what's fun about that?
Right.
Oh, you need a little challenge, a little drama. That drives me nuts in college football. If you lose one game, you can't win the national title. That makes me crazy. Yeah. The hillbilly aspect of it when you watch it.
Hey,
let me tell you about that Bobby Bowden and that Auburn. Then we'll get to woo. It's a lot of that. It's a lot of
those
guys.
I mean, it's rah rah. It's not. There's no real looking at it as because you know
Lee Corso on that stupid.
I mean, the
NFL
players
ESPN
can't really change teams. I mean, they can, but they really can't. And it's a very convoluted system that they have.
Sure.
You know, we look at teams. You know, Michigan plays of eight of 12 games at home. Like, what the fuck is that all about? How is that fair? You know what I mean?
Well, and
like,
then look at Ohio State, who's playing. They're number one, but they beat Kent State 48-3.
Yeah, I mean,
Kent State,
like, why
play their
even
jockster.
Play that game? But again, it's there's just no governing body to it, and it's just very
there
weird.
There is,
but then
chaos.
People want to say who's number one and who's not, and yet there's no uniform standard for who's the best. So how do you
that
really
being
decide?
Saying, I like it about 40 times more than Joel, and it annoys me.
Yeah.
Joel hates
I mean,
it.
I got to watch Boise State with their blue fucking field.
I hate the blue field.
No one can watch the blue field. Because the blue field just hurts your eyes.
It's annoying.
Because your mind is telling you it should be green.
This is why you use a green
screen.
And
you watch it blue.
It should not be blue.
It should be blue, but they have a blue. Yes. And they're on every week. They're usually on ESPN.
Yeah, Boise State gets on a lot.
And they're on like Friday nights or something.
First of all, I could never, I will never ever be able to get excited about Oklahoma or Arkansas or Nebraska winning a goddamn thing.
Right.
I would wish they would secede. Nebraska could secede from the Union, and I would be delighted.
Yeah.
Screw you and
And I'm not saying it's not fun to go to a Nebraska football game.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't hold it up to a standard that it's, you know, pro football is a different, you know. Higher level.
I think I accidentally turned the Corey and Joel radio show into a sports station.
Well, whatever. This is why I don't want to be on a sports station.
Right.
Because I would have to talk about college football and actually care about it.
Here were some of the topics on today's. I was listening to a little sports radio today.
Okay.
By the way, I fought Verizon today for about 3 hours getting my phone fixed.
Okay.
Anyway, that was a nightmare. Right. I had to make two trips. It was a nuts. Anyway, they just talk about nonsense when there's like they have to fill time. So it was like, what would it take to get Kobe Bryant to come to the Pistons?
Yeah.
Which will never happen.
Probably not.
Kobe Bryant is not coming to the Pistons.
In all likelihood, he would not come here.
Right. Who's going to be a better NFL player, Mike Hart or Javon Ringer? You cannot tell who's going to be a better
NFL player. It's fine,
because
they'll follow up on that.
And that's why I call it speculation time.
Right, they'll follow up on that in 8 years when it's finally decided who was the better. You know,
right,
like,
right.
It makes no sense.
You know what I mean? Like some people thought Braylon Edwards wasn't going to be any good as a pro.
Right.
And then he went to the Browns, and they were like, oh, he sucks. Well, and now he's good this year.
Well, there was a caller I was listening to. I listened to a little bit of sports talk. I listened to the Lions, because that's the main sport that I like is the NFL and the Lions. And a guy called in to DFN about, like, how come the Lions didn't take Adrian Peterson? Isn't it obvious that he's the greatest?
That's every guy
he
thinks
ran.
A
he had
now.
One game where he ran for 200 yards.
Sure.
Meanwhile, the Vikings are like 2-3. Mm-hmm. Like, how did that help the Vikings? You know what I mean? Like, if Adrian Peterson was the guy we should have drafted, how come the Vikings are 2-3?
Meanwhile,
but you know, so
in Mac's business, Ed Wood movies aren't getting any better. There's no debating.
That's a fact.
If you could show boobies, what's the one with, it's the like strippers in a graveyard one from him that's like,
I don't remember the title.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's like, oh, there's one Ed Wood movie where it's like a haunted graveyard and strippers are doing their act. There's
and
like this
not?
Whole spooky narrative about
and
it.
And why not?
Oh, I love those 60s boobies. Do you love those, Joel? The big
ones? Yeah, you don't get to show any of that stuff, do you?
No, unfortunately.
No, you don't get to show Russ Meyer or anything like that on there.
No.
And
you know what? And we wouldn't. You know, we wouldn't.
Yeah, you can't really just show the real gory stuff.
You know, there's definitely a
Suspiria.
A theme
would you
that
do
I
that?
Kind of want to stick with with the show.
But
you're
like old classic 50s kind of stuff. Would you go into the 70s even? I mean, the 60s clearly, yeah, but
yeah, sure I would. Absolutely. There's a lot of good stuff that's out there that's not just the flying saucers connected to a string and all that stuff, you know.
So do you skew towards how sci-fi do you get then? Do you go sci-fi or
We definitely go sci-fi.
I mean, Planet Nine from Outer Space has horror elements in it.
Yeah, but it's more of a sci-fi. You know, the TV show will never really be about horror flicks. You know, we'll never show Halloween. We'll never show anybody, getting cut up or whatever.
Okay.
It's not what we're about. That's not our thing.
It's more of a monster movie.
It's pure schlock. It's
what about
just
the
schlock.
Abbott and Costello monster movie?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Those
you bet we'll do that eventually.
Can you get the rights to those?
Well, you know, again, when we go on the internet and whatever, I can get the rights.
Let me recommend a movie for you right now, though.
Okay.
You might be able to
You're
get
on IMD, IMBD?
It's called Conga from 1961. Yeah. It's a British King Kong knockoff.
Yeah.
It's one of the greatest pieces of crap you'll ever see.
Yes,
in your life.
It is.
Conga.
Yeah, there were a couple different, like British, the Brits decided they could do their own Godzilla and their own King Kong. And there's one called Gorgo,
yep.
which is the Godzilla knockoff,
okay.
which is wretched. Yeah. And it's and then Konga is even worse because it's a chimp that grows to the size of a giant gorilla.
Yeah.
And it's just spectacularly we'll do it. Bad. Yeah. Let me recommend Konga. You know what's great? The guy who played Alfred the Butler in the old Tim Burton Batman
yeah.
movies?
Yeah.
Michael Goh?
Right.
He's the scientist that creates Konga. And then, like, for the last half hour of the movie, Konga's carrying him around while the army's shooting at him. And he's just screaming, Konga, let me down, you damn monkey! And it's, like, the best thing ever. You should really, if you can get the rights to Konga, I highly recommend that.
What was the movie? Do you remember this movie? Like, who's the guy who made King Kong? The director. What was the guy's name? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Which what do you one? Mean, the last one?
The original King Kong.
Oh, the original.
Oh, there was Son of Kong. You mean Willis O'Brien? Was the, wait, the
guy, no, there was two. There was
with
a guy.
Faye Ray, are you talking
no,
about?
No, the
right?
director of the original King Kong. He made a movie yeah. about an island where they shrunk everybody. That's great. What's the name of that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I saw it on cable. Look it up for me. It's the guy who made King Kong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It was
right.
amazing.
All right, Willis O'Brien's the guy who did the.
Was
the
incredible?
Effects.
It wasn't the incredible Shaky
no, it
Man.
Wasn't.
It was a different one. But,
it was Doctor somebody.
Doctor
wasn't it?
Doctor
Marion C. Cooper. Is that
yes?
You're about?
Look up who. Right. Look up what he did right after that.
All right, what did he do? Doctor Cyclops.
Doctor Cyclops.
From
I recommend
1940.
That. Yes, get Doctor Cyclops. I believe it's in Technicolor.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
that might
it's
be.
In
that might be one you could get.
Dr. Cyclops, I recommend that.
Oh, boy.
That was a great film. I saw that on cable years ago, and I enjoyed that.
Yeah, man, there's so many good ones.
Yeah.
There's a movie called The Manster, which is a Japanese movie where a guy, like a monster crawls out of this guy's, it grows out of the guy's back.
Yeah. Really?
One of the weirdest things. Like,
okay.
There's an eyeball in his back,
yeah.
and the monster slowly grows out of the back of it. Can you get, like, a Teenage Caveman or Teenage Wolfman with Michael Landon? That would really
can't
fit
imagine
into you.
Why you can't. I you know yeah.
That
I
would
wonder
really
if,
fit into your theme.
I think that would be cool. I do want to do like some teenage
that's
Wolfman things. There's a there's a werewolf and you know versus the vampires type of a movie out there. We're gonna get one of those.
I'll tell you what.
That's public domain.
Joel's on to something with the luchador stuff.
Yeah.
Now it might be a way off, but if you're still doing the show next spring when it's Cinco de Mayo,
okay.
How about a tribute to Santo and the Blue Demon?
Yes.
You find one of those, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, well, we saw some dubbed movies that I got on VHS from somebody. But, yeah, they're out there, you know, the Santo. But he was always called the Saint. A lot of them, times are called the Saint.
Or Samson. Sometimes.
Or Samson, yeah. They're called that. He's Santo. In those, there's a million of those movies.
Oh, and some of them are so good.
Yeah. I have a lobby card from one of them somewhere in my house.
El Hombre de Lobo.
Yeah.
There's Mexican werewolf movies.
Sure.
Paul
Nashi.
You guys
Nashi. Are speaking all this Spanish, man.
Hey, man, we're getting crazy with it.
That's right. Because
I'm telling you, I'm a dork like you.
We know some nerdy
that's why
stuff.
I brought you on the show. I wanted to show that there's any kind of dorkery you can master will be on the Corey and Joel radio show.
Yeah.
Between the two of us.
And people will probably write in and tell us that we screwed up and missed this or missed
well,
that. And,
there's a million. What's great about this, you're right. You can keep doing this forever.
Because yeah. Oh, there's movies. That
there's
it'll
bad
just
movies forever that you'll always be able to dig
absolutely.
One up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Just like there's bad podcasts that we could rip on forever. For
which we kind of stopped doing, unfortunately.
Would
Maybe
you,
we should bring those back.
Let's put up a poll question on the forum.
Well, just people send us suggestions for what's bad.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I think that we have a little thing for your podcast sucks on
right.
the forum,
I
which if anyone goes on
that,
there.
I
well, if anyone has any ideas,
though.
Email them to us. Email
at
CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Actually, I'm kind of imploring people to email us.
Please
because,
do.
You know, I know we talk about stuff on the forum all the time, but actually, if you have a question for us or a topic you want to hear, put it in an email as well.
Check the email now. Let's see if we have an email.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
No, I don't know. We like I said, people go on the forum and they'll discuss things.
The forum kind of replaced the mail. We used to get a lot more mail.
We used to get a lot more mail, but now people just go on the forum and go, hey, check this out.
Yeah, let's open it up. Let's see
look at this.
It's time for a
in our email?
Mail.
No, there's nothing in there. I can guarantee you.
I'll tell you
nothing.
What, we have not had the last Your Podcast Sucks message came from our friend at the Pentagon, Sean Stone.
And what did he want to cover?
Sean says that the Joint Chiefs has their own podcast.
Oh, see, the Joint. Well, we're not going to do Your Podcast Sucks. The Joint Chiefs of Staff.
No, because that's exactly when they dropped the Harrier jet in Joel's front
exactly, yeah. We don't
looking
want
for the studio.
We don't want to rip on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And
that's when the F-22 Raptor strike
fighter
comes flying in and drops a heat seeker right into the studio.
I would listen to the Pentagon Lunchroom podcast if there was one of those.
But
I don't think there is one. So
see, he tells us some of the nutty stuff that goes on at the Pentagon. Yeah, sometimes. So I mean, that I would be into.
This is a real guy that works at the Pentagon. Absolutely. And checks in with you.
That's, yeah, he's one of Corey's old roommates, and he works in the Pentagon. He listens to our show in the Pentagon. Believe it or not, this show is heard in the Pentagon.
Wow.
No wonder we're losing the war, folks, because this show is playing in the Pentagon.
Hey, you guys should have like a little segment.
But you know, people listen.
Of, viewer mail.
The thing is, people
listener mail.
People wear iPods and they have the buds in their ear, and no one has to hear what you're listening to. So,
sure. Nobody, you know, can it's see not like you
know
are.
When you have a little radio at your desk, you know, you could be listening to something, and you know, it has to be, you know,
we have
something that's not offensive. But with our show, you can listen to it anywhere.
It's true.
It's the beauty of it.
And I'm glad people still listen. You know, in the early days of the show, we used to really monitor the podcast world. Because yeah. there weren't that many other shows.
And all of the shows were pretty similar. They were homegrown things that just people were doing from their house or whatever. You know, they were generally amateurs. Yeah. But nowadays, there's just podcasts for everything, you know.
Yeah, they've diversified into such an array that we can't keep up with them. But we're willing to look for really crappy ones.
Yeah, if you know of any crappy ones, let us know.
Because
we want to cover that.
What was the Trucker Tom that was
Trucker
a good
Tom's
one?
Podcast? Yeah,
I never could get the.
It's a guy who sits in his big rig.
Yeah,
and he tells you about what load he's taking it and where to, and he like podcasts while he's sitting in his rig waiting for like the Walmart to open so he can unload his rig and then drive back to you know Louisiana.
And that's his whole show.
And that's his whole show. He's like, I'm sitting here on the rest area, I-95 right now,
and it's scary.
Got about 70 more miles till I get to Tuscaloosa.
It's like him,
and it's just.
Well, he was talking to his basset hound or something.
Yeah,
like,
and I guess that's good. That's a voice that's out there, but yet who wants to listen to that?
Oh, there was the tranny cast.
There's a niche for everything.
I know, but who's listening to this crap?
Mr. Poos.
Yeah, there's all kinds of weird.
Oh, so many weird ones. We should really get back into your podcast.
Well, you know what? It's funny. If you get on the mailing list, we have some of those, but I've actually been dropping those features from the list, so. Over the years, maybe we should do a whole Your Podcast Sucks retrospective.
I think we should go. What we should do is find the shows that are still airing, and we'll just say Your Podcast Still Sucks, and we'll review.
Listen to them and see if they got any better.
Right.
Oh.
Do you think Concert Blast got any better?
No.
That was a great one. That was like
four
hillbillies that would go to like an NXS concert.
Yeah.
And go like, boy, I tell you what, man, they don't need Michael Hutchins because they sound great without
they'd
him.
They'd be in a parking lot and they'd go. Like, all right, what'd they start on? Well, first they played What You Need. And then they were rocking, let me tell you, boy, when they played that one. And then they went into Need You Tonight, boy, and then that the roof just came off of that dumb there
but
Civic Arena.
Suicide Blonde, baby.
Yeah, then. Yeah. I can't believe they didn't play Never Tear Us Apart, man, I'll tell you. Yeah, it was just a lot of nonsense.
A great show called Skepticality that we had a war with earlier on.
Well, they're a show about debunking myths and that sort of stuff.
Yes, which Joel thought
he would like. I listened to it because I thought I would like it because I'm sort of into the, you know, like, I don't believe in a lot of
the Amazing Randy and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't believe in a lot of that bullshit. I think it's all nonsense. You know, UFOs and ghosts. I'm not into any of that
shit. Basically, he doesn't believe in your wheelhouse, basically.
Let me tell you.
Are you into all that crap?
Huge into it.
Well, Corey's apparently got a guy that's an expert in all that.
Well,
he wants to have on the show to debate me.
We might have shot our Halloween load, but.
Well, he wants to have a guy. But what's your. Like, what do you believe in that. What is the most far-out thing that you believe
in? Well, you know, I believe in ghosts.
You've got 5 minutes left, by the way.
I believe in ghosts.
Okay.
I believe. You know, in fact, I tell you, I just had a reading. I do this every once in a while. I had a psychic reading.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Yes, I am. And
call me a wackadoo.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, her name is Christy, and she did a reading, and man, I mean, she nailed everything.
Really?
Everything. Just perfect.
That's funny. So did Holly.
And I didn't say anything to her. She didn't know anything about me.
Really?
Sat down in front of her, and she just rattled off this and this and this and this.
Yeah.
And she will every once in a while email me.
Okay.
Call me.
And
you know,
ask
with a piece
for more
of advice.
Money, or what did she do?
No. Nothing like that at all. In fact,
you know, she would just she'll call me up and just offer some advice or whatever, do this and this.
Man,
and this
I suck your dick real good.
All right, would you let him tell the story, you fucker?
And I'll do whatever she tells me to do, and it all comes true, man.
Really?
It all happens.
Really?
Honest to God, she's
yeah, but I
she's
mean,
amazing.
Don't you think you could talk to a priest and kind of he'll tell you the same thing?
No, the priest will molest me.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's right, Mackie.
You know what, Mac? I'm looking
tell
at you.
Father O'Blarney your problems.
I don't think it's got to be a horny priest to touch you. I'll be honest, Mac. I mean, let's be honest.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's a glory hole.
Maybe the confessionals.
The confessional's got a hole in it.
Psychics are bullshit.
Tell old Father Blarney what you.
I'm sorry.
What's
you
troubling
that.
You, mate?
No, I mean,
why?
I
what, what's sorry? Why should
that's
you?
Too bad,
I
because there's. Other,
I'm sorry.
There's
you.
Stuff out
I'm
there.
Sorry. You believe in that? You wait. You're throwing your money down. You're better off spending
yeah,
the money
cool.
On Halloween decorations
what
than
about,
giving it to a goddamn psychic. It's
what
stupid.
About El Chupacabra?
El Chupacabra, yeah, they found one, didn't they?
Get out, they yeah, found
they,
one.
They found
what is
one.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah,
that's,
somebody
that's
somebody
a,
ran one over with a car in Texas or
Chupacabra
something.
Chupacabra
like
is the goat sucker. It's a Mexican monster. They believe it's this strange hybrid predator that eats goats and small animals all over Mexico.
And they found they but it was run over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they hit it. and it's ugly. You could Google it.
Well, anything that gets run over is going to be ugly.
Google it.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool looking creature. I guess they found the Chupacabra.
Now, what all about right, well, Nessie?
Nah.
You don't believe in Nessie?
No, Bigfoot,
oh, good.
No.
UFOs. Where are you on UFOs?
No.
No, you don't believe in UFOs?
Nah.
Okay, no UFOs, but ghosts you believe
demons.
In?
Demons.
You believe in psychic healing and all that stuff?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Really?
Mind reading, you believe in that?
Mind
ESP,
reading?
Telekinesis?
Yeah, no.
What about hand jobs on the first date? Do you believe in that? Other mysterious phenomenon.
Da, 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 da.
Phenomenon.
Da, all right. Da, da, da. All right, I think it's time to wrap it up all with right. Wolfman
oh,
Mac.
Yeah,
Wolfman
absolutely.
Mac. He's getting uncomfortable in here anyway. I'm challenging his beliefs.
Is this the picture of the Chupacabra you were...
That is it.
Look, it's like a dog with mange.
All right, we'll put it on the forum. I'll have to look at that
but
myself.
Maybe,
but
maybe this will spur. I have a friend who is he's into cryptozoology and UFOs, and we could have a wacko panel with you and John. It'll be good times.
All right, we'll get into that later, but I do want to thank Wolfman Mac. Go ahead, plug your site again one more time.
All right, it's Howl at the Wolfman on MySpace.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you want to go to nightmarecinema.com, SINEMA. Now, keep in mind, got the old site back up. The new site should be getting
right.
launched here.
And that'll
soon.
Tell you where you can see the show.
Yeah, I'll tell you where you
can
see the
Detroit
show,
area,
all that stuff.
On.
Yeah, I got to update that.
All right, so Nightmare Cinema, wow. Wolfman Mac, thank you for coming in today. It was an honor having you here.
Happy Halloween. It was scary later.
Happy Halloween.
And we will remind everybody when you get your site up and ready to go.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
so that our listeners in Perth. Crikey.
Yeah, maybe if you have connections
that's
at
a worst Australian
at a station in, you know, maybe Yellowknife in
Melbourne.
Canada. You know, and you have a channel that needs some programming, maybe Wolfman Mac would be good.
There you go.
Oh, contact him. He's giving a show away, essentially.
If anybody wants to sponsor my Halloween party, contact the Wolfman.
You can have, it could be Wolfman Mac and the Yeti up there in Canada.
The Yeti.
Sasquatch.
All right. Yeah. Let's get out of here.
One more howl for us.
One more howl on the way out here.
Oh,
there it is. Let's play Patrick Wolf, and we're out of here. We'll catch you next time. Get on the mailing list and email us any questions you have, and... We hope you all enjoyed Wolfman Mac, and we'll see you next week. Right back here on the Corinthians.
Absolutely. Your podcast still sucks. Send us a
message. Send us a list with our show.
Send us your worst horror movies. Whatever you want to send us. Food. We don't care.
We'll eat it.
Yeah.
No one here but us and the sound of the stars and the night owls. Your breath and the rolling clouds. Enchanted.